Ross means that it's a switch of handedness. Braden Mazzucato, the starter, was a lefty. And Ross, the righty, in his first appearance for the Woodchucks, he went two innings as this one is sent into left field, and it will be caught. Tagging up from third, Carlson will score, and the Rafters have taken the lead in the third inning. Sacrifice fly for Kareem Arusevic has made it 2-1 Rafters in the bottom of the third. Arusevic did the job, and now it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with the bases empty and two away as part of a two-run third inning. The extra base hits having done some damage, and that means that Mazzucato's line is now finalized. Pitch on the way home to Ross, misses low for ball number one to Royce Clayton Jr. Mazzucato went two innings pitched. He allowed two runs. Both were earned on five hits, one walk, three strikeouts. He faced 11 total batters on 55 pitches. Clayton fouls the 1-0 count back to the netting to bring it 1-1. And Clayton, a right-handed hitting left fielder in the game today. Him and Bo Shane kind of swapped spots a little bit defensively. Clayton has been great defensively this year for the Rafters. And he's been finding his own at the plate recently. 1-1 the count, taken for strike number two. Now 1-2 the count, and Clayton did struggle with strikeouts early in the season, really that first half of the season. Also battled a little bit of an injury during that first half. 1-2 count, misses outside and bounces in the dirt. And now a 2-2 count to Clayton, brings it even. And an appeal down to first base umpire. Make sure that he didn't go, and they confirm. Clayton hardly got the bat off the shoulder. 2-2 the count. Righty-righty matchup with the bases empty, and the Rafters up one with two away. Pitch on the way home. It misses outside to make it 3-2. And Clayton, man, he's pieced up a few baseballs this season. Still yet to see one leave the park, though. This game, 0-1. He struck out swinging in the second. Yesterday, 2-4. His two outs were pop-outs, but he had two singles. 3-2 the count, taken outside for ball number four, and Clayton is on for the first time this game. Two-out walk as Royce Clayton Jr. puts himself onto first base and brings up Landon Gaz with a chance to extend the inning. Still no official at-bat from Gaz as he walked his first time up back in the second inning. Right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Ross on the mound. Pitch on the way home. It's on the outside edge, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Nick Adrian on deck if it gets there. And Gaz going to try and send it to him. Comes from UC Irvine. 0-1 the count. Throw back down to first base from behind the plate, but not in time. Pitch missed for a ball. It's a 1-1 count. Royce Clayton Jr. back on the bag in plenty of time. We have yet to see a snap throw be successful from a catcher this season from either team that the Rafters have faced. They've been attempted a few times, especially by Nick Adrian from the Rafters, as there's a pickoff move back to first base. Make sure that Clayton doesn't get too far off the bag. And Clayton over there on first base, he's certainly a strong base runner. Had a few stolen bases this season. Now trying to take off to second. Throw from the mound. It's not picked up. And a stolen base from Royce Clayton Jr. as the throw from the mound didn't get there in time. Wow. That shows off the speed of Royce Clayton Jr. So now Royce Clayton Jr. into scoring position and a 1-1 count to Landon Gaz. Batting 300 on the season. playing in just the second half so far, and the 1-1 count is hit out towards right field down the line. It won't be caught by Malone. Bounces in front of him. Here comes Clayton on the way home. The throw is online, but the tag not in time. 3-1 Rafters in the bottom of the third. RBI single for Landon Gaz. And the Rafters have scored all three of their runs here in the third inning. That's exactly the jolt of energy that they needed to get them up on the scoreboard. Up two runs now, and that run going to be tagged onto Nate Ross's line. The runner on first base, Landon Gaz, and Nick Adrian up to the plate for the second time this game. Gaz over there on first base doesn't take off. First pitch to Adrian is called on the lower outside corner for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Adrian back in the second inning. He popped out to second base. 0-1 the count as the pitch comes home and gets a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count, and Adrian trying to avoid the strikeout here. It hasn't been his best season so far, but recently it feels like he's been getting back on the right track. 0-2 the count on the way home. Misses outside for ball number one. 1-2 the count. However, it is worth noting he went through a little bit of an injury, which kept him out of the lineup for the past couple of days. And that's why you haven't seen him at a training injury, as the 1-2 count misses outside for ball number two. Now 2-2. So Adrian had a sternum injury and had to be left out due to the contusion for a couple of games. 2-2 count in there for strike number three, and Adrian couldn't get the bat off the shoulder, and that does it for the third inning. So in the third inning, the Rafters score the three runs as they score three on three hits. There were no errors, and the Rafters left one on base. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 3-1 Rafters here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sports.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, that was an exciting one. In the bottom of the third inning, the Rafters put up three runs to take a 3-1 lead. And in the top of the fourth inning, it'll be up to Seth Spencer to see if he can keep his momentum rolling along. Max Solis, Dom Rodriguez, and Josh Arquette due up in the lineup. And the first pitch to Solis is on the outside edge, called for strike number one. Seth Spencer has been on a roll since allowing the leadoff double back in the first inning. Misses that pitch, though, to bring it 1-1. He allowed the leadoff double to Noah Malone, and eventually he came around to score on a passed ball. And since that point in the game, the Woodchucks are just 2-for-11. 1-1 count now to Solis, and the breaking ball misses low to bring it 2-1. And Seth Spencer, I tell you what, this season for him, he has looked phenomenal at Witterfield. As the 2-1 count misses a little bit low and away to bring it 3-1. And Spencer, his last home appearance went 5 2/3 innings against Lakeshore, as the 3-1 count is going to miss just low for ball number 4. And there's the first walk of the game for Seth Spencer, as that has been what's made him so strong so far. Even though he's allowed a couple of hits, he hadn't allowed any walks up until this point. And in the leadoff spot, that's not where you want to put a runner on. Brings up Dom Rodriguez with nobody out and one on in the top of the fourth inning. Still 3-1 Rafters, but the tying run at the plate as Rodriguez takes the first pitch low for ball number 1. And home runs certainly a probability for the Woodchucks. I mean, they have been smoking the baseball as of late. Pickoff move back to first base, and Landon Gaz catches it, tries to apply the tag, but Solis dove head first back in the bag in time. Still a 1-0 count, and Spencer brings the pitch home, but Rodriguez gets it on the top of the bat towards shallow left center field, and Carlson will make the catch, stepping back into the infield dirt for out number 1. Brings up Josh Arquette with a runner on first base and one away in the top of the fourth. Still a 2-run Rafters lead here at home. The Rafters riding what right now sits as a 10-game losing streak. It's just the second time in franchise history that they've done that. You have to go all the way back to 2014, the last time they lost 10 in a row. And 2014, they lost 11 straight games. That's a franchise long. And so hoping to avoid the history today is the first pitch to Arquette. Misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. And that's what's on the line for the Rafters today, as there's another pickoff move back to first base. But not just that, hoping to take down what stands as the subdivisional leaders at this point in time, the Wausau Woodchucks. 1-0 count, it's in there for a strike, makes it 1-1. And Wausau this season, man, they have had probably the best offense in the Northwoods League. Spencer brings the 1-1 home, and the pitch misses high for ball number 2, now a 2-1 count. And Arquette at the plate, he had a multi-home run game against the Rafters earlier in the year, but he's played in just a couple for the Woodchucks. Runner on first base is Solis. Pitch on the way home gets a swing and a miss from Arquette. Now 2-2 the count. And Solis over there at first base, he has been a strong batter as this one has popped up towards shallow left field. Thought about calling it off from Carlson, but instead it'll be Royce Clayton Jr. who makes the catch for out number 2. So after the leadoff walk, it's been 2 up, 2 down, and it brings up Cade Baldridge with a runner on first and 2 away in the top of the fourth inning. Still 3-1 Rafters here at Witter Field. And the Rafters looking to get back onto the right track. Realized I didn't give you the out-of-town scoreboard last inning, so I'll roll through that real quick throughout the rest of this inning and next inning, as the pitch on the way home to Cade Baldridge misses low and away for ball number 1. Baldridge, right-handed hitting player now, but a switch hitter, hitting from the right side of the plate, going up against the lefty on the mound, Seth Spencer. Righty-lefty matchup, 1-0 the count, swing and a miss to bring it 1-1. First game to talk about went to the 10th inning over in Battle Creek, and it was Kenosha who ended up on top 9-8. Over in Thunder Bay, it's the bottom of the 9th and a 12-5 Eau Claire lead. 1-1 count on the way to Cade Baldridge, misses low and outside for ball number 2. 2-1 the count. Over in Lakeshore, it was a 9-4 Green Bay Rockers victory, and in Fond du Lac, Madison won it 10-4. Now a 3-1 count as the last pitch missed from Spencer. And Spencer looking to finish off this inning without any further damage. He's allowed just the one run so far, and the 3-1 count is right down 8th Street for strike number two. 3-2 the count. The Rockford Rivets ended up winning it 7-6 against Kalamazoo at home. Runner taking off from first. It's hit out towards left field. Clayton is there, though, and he'll catch the liner for out number three. We'll finish up this scoreboard when we come back, but that was a strong fourth inning yet again from Rafters starter Seth Spencer. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-1 Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Luke Skinner stepping into the batter's box for the Rafters to start off the bottom of the fourth. It'll be the 8-9-1 batters due up. That's Skinner, Hiroto Kobayashi, and Jake Beauchesne. The Rafters leading 3-1 after all three of their runs came across back in the third inning. One of them on a solo shot from Jake Beauchesne, and the other two an RBI sac fly from Kareem Arusovic and an RBI single from Landon Gaz. So that put the Rafters up 3-1, and that's where the score has stood since, as the first pitch to Luke Skinner is called for a strike, 0-1 the count. Skinner, on the first pitch he saw in the second inning, sent one into left field for a stand-up double as the 0-1 count misses away to bring it 1-1. Left-handed hitting third baseman, it's a lefty-righty matchup with Nate Ross back to work for the Woodchucks. 1-1 the count as the fastball misses low to make it 2-1. And Nate Ross relieved starter Braden Mazzucano back in that third inning after a home run and double led off the frame. Skinner swings and misses at the fourth pitch of the plate appearance to make it 2-2. And the Rafters this game, they have been working pitch counts time and time again. And that's been a huge difference in the game. And right now the Rafters offense is feeling the effects. 2-2 count, though. It's a swing and a miss from Skinner as he is retired for the first time this game. Second strikeout of the night for Nate Ross as it brings up Hiroto Kobayashi with one away and the bases empty in the bottom of the fourth. Still 3-1, the Rafters lead, and man, you feel like three runs right now is pretty impressive with the way that Wausau's pitching staff has looked this year as the first pitch to Kobayashi misses outside for ball number one. However, you're not getting the top of their pitching staff today. Nate Ross and Braden Mazzucano, they're not bad pitchers by any means, but they're not the all-stars that have made Wausau one of the top three ERAs in the Northwoods League as Kobayashi fouls this one away down the right field line out of play. So a 1-1 count, and Kobayashi, a right-handed hitter, it's a righty-righty matchup with Ross. 0-1 the count on the way home. Breaking ball drops in there for strike number two. 1-2 the count, and Well, earlier in the second half, back on the first road trip of the season in Fond du Lac, Kobayashi was getting to know A.J. Buonasetta, and both of them have lived in Japan, although Kobayashi, born and raised, and Buonasetta, a guy who had moved there. 2-2 the count to Kobayashi, and he sends this one out towards left field, but not hit well enough. Running up on it, the left fielder Galvin, he's under it for out number two. Two up, two down in the fourth inning, and well, one of the things that I was talking with them about and that they were mentioning was playing in Japan versus playing in America, and both Kobayashi and Buonasetta had their own opinions to it. Kobayashi kind of saying, you know, it could go either way, as the first pitch to Jake Beauchesne misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count, but he kind of smirked at the end of that conversation and said, yeah, probably Japan. 1-0 the count now to Jake Beauchesne, and Beauchesne makes a big swing and a miss to bring the count 1-1. Beauchesne doesn't really need to have runners on base if he wants to get an RBI. He's had three home runs this season, and those three home runs have all come with the bases empty. Although, all three of them have also come out of the leadoff spot. Here he's batting as the third batter in the inning, and the 1-1 count misses outside for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Either way, though, man, Beauchesne has just been ripping the baseball over these past few games. I mean, he entered this game red hot. Over his past five games, had two home runs and was batting over 400. 2-1 the count, misses low to bring it 3-1. And Beauchesne, I mean, he is catching fire at the right time for the Rafters. They have really needed a performance like his. Junior Barajas, not in the lineup today. He has been another red hot batter and not currently with the team as the All-Star break is approaching, and so is the MLB draft. So you're needing Beauchesne to step up as he skies one foul and out of play to bring the count full. 3-2 the count, and Beauchesne's certainly been stepping into the spotlight. But not just him, Hayden Carlson as well, and Carlson is on deck. Another right-handed hitter for the Rafters who has just been able to mash since arriving here in the second half. 3-2 count to Beauchesne as he'll look to get on base. Ross takes a deep breath on the mound and brings the 3-2 home, and this one is smoked out to left field at the warning track, at the wall. Booyah! Jake Beauchesne, his second home run of the game. Four home runs in the second half, and it's his first multi-home run game. He remains red hot. Oh, man. 4-1, the Rafters lead in the bottom of the fourth. And it brings up Hayden Carlson with a chance to do some more damage. That home run hit at 94 miles an hour, went 346 to left field. And now Hayden Carlson up at the plate, takes the first pitch low for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Jake Beauchesne, another monster shot to left field. 1-0 the count now as the pitch comes home and misses outside for ball number two. 2-0, and Hayden Carlson, well, he hasn't had all too many home runs, but he's had his fair share of big days. Went 4-for-5 with his first home run of the season and only game number two. No home run since, though. 2-0 the count, and he sends one out towards left field. This one is pretty well hit, and this one is out of here! Speak of the devil! Back-to-back home runs for the Rafters! Jake Beauchesne, Hayden Carlson! And Hayden Carlson, now just a triple shy of the cycle. Well, he told me yesterday he was going to get the cycle. He might be one day off, though. Oh, man. 5-1 Wisconsin Rapids, as that one was crushed as well. 98 miles an hour off the bat. 346 to left. back-to-back home runs, and the Rafters offense is cooking. Absolutely ecstatic. That's the second time this season the Rafters have had back-to-back home runs. The only other time, you go back to June 23rd at Rockford. And here it was Jake Beauchesne and Hayden Carlson, and now it brings up Madden Akko with a chance to make it three in a row. Not going to say it's going to happen, but I got to leave it up for a chance. Right-handed hitting second baseman against Nate Ross, and he sends one over to shortstop, and it gets on through into left field, past the glove of the shortstop Schlotterbeck, and it's another hit for the Rafters. Three straight hits with two outs, and it brings up Kareem Arusovic with the runner on first, and a call to the bullpen coming from the Woodchucks. The Rafters offense coming out of absolutely nowhere and smoking three home runs through four innings. We're going to go ahead and step aside, and when we come back, the Rafters red hot offense returns on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. 5 years after the fake elector scheme to overturn the 2020 election, legal accountability is grinding along for some of the conspirators and those who wittingly or unwittingly supported them. But pardons may be in the wind, too. May 27th, a three-judge New York appellate court stripped Trump campaign attorney Kenneth Chesbrough, an alleged key organizer of the swing state fake elector scheme, of his license to practice law in New York. June 16th, the alleged mastermind of the fake elector scheme, John Eastman, was recommended for disbarment in California. He can still appeal the decision. Also June 16th, a civil jury found MyPillow CEO and election denier Mike Lindell liable for $2.3 million for defaming former Dominion Voting Systems executive Eric Coomer. Dominion itself has a claim pending against Lindell, right-leaning news outlets, and several other Trump-alleged conspirators and collaborators. The Michigan Advance reported July 5th that a hearing on whether the trial of 15 of 16 Michigan fake electors should go forward has been moved to September 9th. A trial in Arizona is scheduled for January 5th, 2026, for the alleged fake electors and Trump associates, including his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Mother Jones reported June 4th that President Donald Trump's pardon attorney was considering pardons for the accused fake electors. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
I still think that the Rafters forgot which day the home run derby is. That's not until Tuesday, guys. You're celebrating a little bit early. They've got three home runs through the first four innings of the game, and the Rafters have now hit 10 home runs dating back to just six games ago. They have now 10 home runs in six games, and man, it has been a fun offense to watch in terms of home runs. Now, they have been struggling to put up those home runs with runners on base, which was not the case at the first half of the season. So the timing of these home runs could be a little bit better, but hey, they'll take them any way that they can get them. And Kareem Arusovic now up to the plate. He's got a runner on first with two outs in the bottom of the fourth. The new pitcher, Tanner Goswick, taking over for Nate Ross as the first pitch from the righty misses for ball number one. And not quite a final line on Nate Ross, who went just 1 2/3 innings. 1-0 the count to the left-handed hitting Arusovic. Misses high to bring it 2-0. And Arusovic, 1-for-1 on the game. He had a sacrifice fly back in the third. Was an RBI for him. And back in the first inning, it was a two-out single. 2-0 the count. Misses north of the zone for ball number three. 3-0 the count. And Arusovic, well, he's great at getting hits, but he'll certainly take his base if he can get it. 3-0 the count. He watches that one all the way as that one goes across at the number for strike number one. 3-1 the count, and Royce Clayton Jr. on deck. But Arusevic has also been swinging a hot bat. 3-1 the count. This one is hit well out towards center field, but not well enough. There's Smith Johnson. He'll make the catch. That is out number three. But the Rafters, a two-out rally in the fourth. They put up two runs on three hits. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the top of the fifth. It's 5-1 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
I will take a 5-1 lead into the fifth inning, but there is still plenty of game left to go for Wisconsin Rapids as they'll hope to get things continuing in their direction as Seth Spencer gets back to work in the top of the fifth. Spencer has thrown 60 pitches through the first four innings and looked pretty good. He hasn't allowed a run since that first inning, and since that inning, he's allowed just two base runners as well over the last three innings. So pretty good stuff from Spencer, the left-hander on the mound. He'll take on the right-hander at the plate, Brody Sexton. First pitch on the way, it is outside, called for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and a 5-1 Rafters lead. They had two home runs in the fourth inning, a couple of RBIs and a home run in the third inning as well, as the 1-0 count is called for a strike to make it 1-1. And Sexton, 1-for-1 in the game, that's the last hit that the Woodchucks have. 1-1 the count, hits the outside edge and gets called for strike number two. 1-2 the count, and Sexton, the right-handed hitting catcher, his one hit was a single on the first pitch he saw in the second inning. 1-2 the count. This one's hit up the middle, and that gets on through into center field. So, well, he stays hot. Brody Sexton, really the only one right now that's seeing Seth Spencer. And it brings up Christian Smith-Johnson with a runner on first and nobody out in the top of the fifth. And this game, no way out of reach for the Woodchucks to make a comeback on, and they've proven that ability multiple times. And for the Rafters, you feel good right now, but there have been a couple of games during this losing streak where you've had this same feeling before as the pitch misses high to Smith Johnson to bring it 1-0. Christian Smith Johnson, right-handed hitting center fielder. It's a righty-lefty matchup with Spencer on the mound. Over on first is Brody Sexton. Infield is pushed in, at least the corner infield. Luke Skinner up on the grass. And the 1-0 count is taken high for ball number two. Smith Johnson does like putting down the bunt to get on base, but he can also swing the bat pretty well. We'll see what he decides to do. 2-0 the count, and Smith Johnson, a very quick base runner. Brody Sexton on first as this one is skied in the air towards left field in foul territory. It'll be the shortstop Carlson who dives and can't make the play as it lands in foul territory. And that was kind of no man's land right there. Luke Skinner, Royce Clayton Jr., and Hayden Carlson all going out to about the same spot, but none of them able to make the play. So now a 2-1 count to Smith Johnson, and one of those multiple All-Stars for the Woodchucks. In the All-Star game coming up on Wednesday. Prior to that, you've got the Home Run Derby as well. Get to see Noah Ruiz compete in that. 2-1 the count. Misses high to bring it 3-1. And Ruiz in the first half for the Rafters, maybe their best player. And, well, that was decided by the rest of the league as well. Ruiz deserving of an All-Star nod. And also the Home Run Derby. 3-1 the count. I'm excited to get to watch that as Smith Johnson takes this one all the way for strike number two and makes it a 3-2 count. And I tell you what, there's nobody else who I'd rather watch in the All-Star game and the Home Run Derby than Noah Ruiz. Such a great guy and always smiling as here's a pickoff move back to first base to Sexton. Make sure that he's back in time. And man, Ruiz, it'll just be so fun to get to see him play again. Not a second-half contract, though, as this one is popped foul and straight back out of play. So it'll be good to get to see him, especially over this tough stretch for the Rafters, but it'll feel a lot different if the Rafters are at least able to snap this losing streak heading into the All-Star break. Trying to get that, they'll have four straight days off, as tomorrow's an off day, then the Home Run Challenge is on the 15th on Tuesday, as this one is fouled towards the right side, and back out of play again. Still a 3-2 count. Eighth pitch of the plate appearance coming up here. After the Home Run Derby, got the All-Star game the next day on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, it's another off day for the Rafters. 3-2 count on the way. Swing and a miss for strike number three. And Smith Johnson may be complaining that he should have gotten a catcher's interference call. And Smith Johnson jawing at the home plate umpire. And now the manager for the Woodchucks stepping out here and having a chat with him and making sure that everything's all good. And well, either way, it's a strikeout for Christian Smith Johnson. Nick Adrian behind home plate, able to catch it. And so the strikeout for Spencer, it's his second of the game. His previous strikeout came in the third inning. He hasn't needed the K's, though, as the first pitch to Noah Malone is in there, called for strike number one. Malone was that other strikeout. Struck out swinging his last time up back in the third. But he doubled in the first. 0-1 the count. Pickoff move back to first base. Make sure that Sexton doesn't work off the bag at all. And Brody Sexton, playing in his 12th game for the Woodchucks, still batting over .400 this year, but batting in the 8 hole for the Woodchucks. Maybe their two best hitters are batting at the bottom of the lineup card as the 0-1 count misses outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And with Smith Johnson, what I have been told by Woodchucks broadcaster Matt Clark, who's also currently on the air over with our TV broadcaster Fletcher Anderson on the Northwoods League Sports Network, is a 1-2 count hits on the outside edge to bring it 1-2. And well, what Matt was telling me is that Smith Johnson in the 9 hole is just because of a old school mindset where, hey, if a guy is batting well in a spot, you don't move him out of there. And that's kind of the case with Corey Thompson saying, all right, we're going to keep Christian Smith Johnson despite his phenomenal play. All of it has been coming in the 9 hole, so why move him? Still a 1-2 count on the way home to Malone. Misses low, and it's blocked by Adrian to keep it in front of him. 2-2 the count. And Malone trying to get back on base here. The runner on first, Sexton, not getting too much of a leadoff. And a couple of taps over there from first baseman Landon Gaz. Make sure that he's going to stay on there. And well, a fun fact for you guys. While the Rafters are currently up on the scoreboard, another former Rafter who was up on the scoreboard, Travis Adams, yesterday recorded his first win in the major leagues. Former Rafter from a couple years ago. Glad to see him seeing success at the highest level as the pitch was fouled away from Malone. And still a 2-2 count. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming up next for Malone. And Man, that's back-to-back long plate appearances from the Woodchucks, and they're really trying to get Spencer out of the game after this fifth inning. 2-2 the count. This one's hit over to shortstop. Carlson not able to pick it up. He was trying to go back on it and see if he could play it off the hop, but instead it goes under his glove into left field. Tough play there, and it lets runners on to first and second for the Woodchucks. So Brody Sexton on to second base, and Noah Malone on to first. Brings up Dylan Schlotterbeck with two on and one out in the top of the fifth. Still 5-1 the lead for the Rafters as the first pitch to Schlotterbeck misses outside for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Officially goes in as a single there to Malone, and as expected, at the 1-0 count is going to bring out a mound visit from Mike Spears. And Spears, a guy who is a big reason for a lot of these pitchers being here in the first place. Mike Spears, very highly respected by all the guys out there. But not just that, Mike Spears, a guy who really tries to be a leader in the clubhouse. Spears, the pitching coach for the Rafters, and well, he likes to lead by his faith as well. And I talked to him about this early in the season. And earlier today, he was kind of in charge of gathering everyone together for the chapel that they have pregame in order for players to be able to observe their religion. He sets it up over there near the party in the park area and makes sure that everyone has the opportunity to praise and tries to be helpful any way that he can. It's just great to see a guy like that on your team, really trying to bring everyone together as that pitch misses low for ball number two. And a 2-0 count here, and Spears, very highly respected, not just for that, but, I mean, even for the other things that he does as well. Always available to talk to as the pitch misses away to make it 3-0 to Schlotterbeck. And a lot of the time, just trying to calm his guys down out there on the mound, make sure that they're focused and dialed in. 3-0 count, called on the outside edge for a strike to make it 3-1. And that's the kind of focus that you're looking for from Seth Spencer as he's finally able to get back into the strike column. A 3-1 count to Dylan Schlotterbeck. Rafters still up four runs, and the pitch here is a fly ball out towards right field in foul territory. It will reach the grass and move the count full, still 3-2. And Dylan Schlotterbeck, right-handed hitting shortstop. He is 0-2 in the game. And back in the third inning, it was his last time up. He grounded out 5-3. He flew out to center field back in the first. The runner on second base, Brody Sexton on first, Noah Malone. 3-2 the count to Schlotterbeck. Pitch on the way is grounded foul down the third base line and toward the Rafters bullpen as it bounces off the wall, and still a 3-2 count. Seth Spencer now up to 85 pitches on the game. And he had entered this inning with just 60 pitches thrown. But everyone working the count. 3-2 count, laced into left field, on the run. Clayton, it will get over his head and bounce off the track. He fields it off the hop, throws it on into Carlson. He fires home, the relay, it is in time, got him. Throw down to third now, and not in time. Oh man, nearly a double play there, but what a play by the Rafters defense. Clayton to Carlson to Adrian on the tag, and they get the man at home plate. What a play there, and oh man, that is huge for the Rafters. So officially, that going to go in as a single to Dylan Schlotterbeck, but eventually advanced to second base as, well, a couple of conversations going to have here as the umpires had to talk things over. Max Galvin now getting back into the batter's box. Schlatterbeck ended up on second base, though. Noah Malone ended on third. So you got runners on second and third. And two outs in the top of the fifth inning. Still 5-1, the Rafters lead. At the plate, the left-handed hitting left fielder, Max Galvin. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Spencer, runners on second and third, and the pitch on the way home misses outside for ball number one. That's the third hit of the fifth inning for the Woodchucks. And now a 1-0 count on the way home. It misses outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And Spencer trying to get out of this inning under 90 pitches, but it's going to be tough to do that. 2-0 the count on the way home from Spencer. A check swing, but he held off, and it misses outside for ball number three. 3-0 the count, and Galvin 1-for-2 on the game. He popped out to third back in the third, and he singled in the first inning. 3-0 the count, taken for a strike on the inside edge. Now 3-1. And Galvin, he has hit a home run in three straight games against the Rafters. And he loves playing against Wisconsin Rapids. 3-1 count is called on the outside edge for strike number two. 3-2 the count. Now Galvin has yet to hit a home run in this game and didn't like that call, thought it was ball number four, started walking on down to first base, but now back into the batter's box. And Spencer up to 91 pitches on the game. It's his 32nd pitch of the inning coming up here. 3-2 count, fouled back once again, and it remains 3-2. So Seth Spencer still dealing up there and trying for another shutout inning, but has to take care of Galvin, although there is a free base at first. 3-2 count, this one's hit out towards left field. Clayton is there and makes the catch for out number three, and that's a big one. Gets out of the fifth inning without any damage being done. 33 pitches for Seth Spencer in that fifth, but still eligible to come back out in the sixth inning, although we'll see if he does. No runs on three hits. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. We come back to work in the bottom of the fifth. Rafters up 5-1 when we return on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, that was a rather stressful fifth inning, but ends up in favor of the Rafters. No runs come across for Wausau in the top of the fifth, despite the three hits. And we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 5-1 Wisconsin Rapids over Wausau. And leading things off, it's Royce Clayton Jr., Landon Gaz, and Nick Adrian due up as Clayton swings and misses at the first pitch to bring the count 0-1. Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder, he's the five-hole batter in the order for the Rafters, taking on Tanner Goswick, who came in to relieve Nate Ross back in that fourth inning. Recorded an out on the only batter that he faced, and the first pitch to Clayton is on the outside edge, called for strike number two. 0-2 the count. Final line on Nate Ross. He goes an inning and two-thirds, allowed three runs. All three were earned on four hits and one walk, two strikeouts, as he faced 10 batters and 39 pitches. The 0-2 count misses high to Clayton, brings it 1-2. And Clayton, 0-1 in the game, but he did draw a walk his last time up back in the third inning. Eventually came around to score and even stole a base while on the base paths. 2-2 the count now, as that one missed away. Clayton struck out swinging in the second as well. Righty-righty matchup with Goswick on the mound, and he brings the pitch home as that one is in there, called for strike number three, and Clayton down on strikes for the second time this game, and it brings up Landon Gaz to the plate, who has been red hot today. Although maybe not as red hot as Jake Beauchesne or Hayden Carlson. But still, Gaz has reached both of his times up. He has an RBI single and a walk. His last time up was the RBI, and in the second, that was when he drew the walk. And he gets under one and sends it high in the air towards left field. Going back to the wall, this one is leaping and out of here! Landon Gaz did not lie to me today! He hit a home run over that left field wall just as he said he would in the pregame. And oh man, the Rafters have got four home runs on the board. It's 6-1 Rafters in the bottom of the fifth. Landon Gaz, what a huge game for the Rafters offense. And that one goes 93 miles an hour off the bat, almost a 40-degree launch angle, but it still got out of here, going 342 to left field. Now Nick Adrian at the plate, and the first pitch misses inside for ball number one. And the Rafters entering this game on a 10-game losing streak, and they're letting out all of their anger on this baseball right now. Foul ball from Adrian down the left field line, and now the count 1-1. Adrian 0-2 on the game, but I wouldn't be shocked if anyone hit a home run right now. Adrian had been hot entering his last game, but a little bit of an injury kept him out for the last few, and making his return to the lineup, he watches the 1-1 count hit the lower inside corner to bring it 1-2. So now a 1-2 count, with Luke Skinner on deck for the Rafters. Pitch on the way home, and Adrian gets under this one, sent high in the air towards shallow right center field, and it'll be the second baseman who makes the catch as it's brought into Cade Baldridge's glove for out number two. Brings up Luke Skinner with the bases empty and two away in the bottom of the fifth. And Skinner, the left-handed hitting third baseman, now taking on the righty Tanner Goswick. Lefty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way home gets a swing and a miss for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Skinner 1-2 on the game. He struck out swinging his last time up back in the fourth. Prior to that, he doubled back in the second inning. 0-1 the count, and the Rafters four home runs in this game. That's a season high for them, as the 0-1 count misses low for ball number one. 1-1 the count. We're still only in the fifth inning, too. Barely over halfway to the finish line. And the Rafters up five runs. The 1-1 count gets a swing and a miss from Skinner to make it 1-2. And Skinner trying to get back on top, as he had entered this game, or this season, I should say, with high expectations for himself, coming over from Loyola Marymount, a Division I school, as the 1-2 count misses low to bring it 2-2. Although he did struggle at the D1 college, being just 11 at-bats and not getting any hits. But trying to get that development, that's what you're really looking for. 2-2 counts, swing and a miss for strike number 3, and there goes Skinner as that takes us through the fifth inning. So in the fifth inning, the Rafters score one run on one hit. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. We head to the top of the sixth. It's 6-1 Rafters on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
And Seth Spencer will not return for the Rafters after he had thrown 93 pitches through those first five innings. His line is final, and currently he is in line for a win. And for Spencer, that is rather impressive, as it would be his second of the season. The Rafters have just 2 wins from starting pitchers throughout the entire season, and Spencer, one of them. First pitch on the way to Max Solis is called for a strike, as the new pitcher into the game is Justin Battle. And Justin Battle taking over for Seth Spencer and looking to keep things rolling along. And the 0-1 count, also a strike. 0-2 as that one is called. And final line for Seth Spencer. He goes 5 innings pitched. He allowed 6 hits and just 1 run, although it was earned. Now on the way home, Battle misses outside, and the count rolls 1-2. Spencer walked just 1 batter while striking out 2. He had no hit by pitches. No box, as this one is hit over to shortstop. Carlson is there and throws it on to first. 6-3 put out. It's one up, one down in the sixth inning. Brings up Dom Rodriguez with the bases empty and one away in the top of the sixth. Rafters still up 6-1 here at Witter Field. And Rodriguez, the right-handed hitting first baseman. It's a righty-righty matchup with Battle on the mound. And Spencer finishing up his line. He ended up facing 21 batters, as here's another grounder to short. Carlson is there, once again throws it to first. Another 6-3 put out. That's the fifth assist of the game for Hayden Carlson. He had a 3-out inning in the second, and here in the sixth he's recorded both outs so far. Brings up Josh Arquette with 2 away, and the base is empty. Still a 5-run Rafters lead. Righty-righty matchup with Arquette, the right-handed hitting first baseman. Battle looking for a 3-up, 3-down inning. Can he get it? First pitch taken on the outside corner for strike number 1. 0-1 the count. And Justin Battle coming into this one in his last game. Not his best as that one misses outside and is called a ball. 1-1 the count. Battle did go three innings, though. Allowed two runs in those three innings as the pitch misses away for ball number two. 2-1 the count. You'd be more than okay with three innings and allowing two runs at this point in the game now, though. Get you to the ninth inning and let you go with your closer. But not probably what's going to happen as the 2-1 count is swung on and missed by Arquette. 2-2 the count to Arquette, who is 0-2 on the game. Looking to get on base for his first time, and Justin Battle hoping to not allow that to happen. 2-2 on the way home. It's high and outside for ball number three, a full count. And Battle, back in that game, he had four strikeouts against Fond du Lac his last time out. Game two of the doubleheader here at Witter Field. 3-2 the count. This one's popped up towards the middle infield, and Carlson is there. He